Guidance is internal. Ignition sequence starts. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Permission to board, please.
Permission to come aboard.
Permission to board.
Permission to board.
Do I have some permission to board that sweet mothership?
This is the Permission Granted podcast. Here's DA.
Welcome inside the PGP, the Permission Granted Podcast, the show about the show within the show, the podcast about the radio show. You can get it all places that you get your podcast. The DA Show podcast, it's on that feed. It's also its own podcast feed. It's also inside the free Odyssey app, where you can pause, fast forward, rewind, live radio. How cool is that? And inside that free Odyssey app, you can get other podcasts from us as well, including One Giant Step from Raz's Off Season Giants News. And we've got New York accent this week. Our guest, Curtis Granderson, one of the all-time good guys in baseball history. So check that out. He was a great Tiger. He was a great Met and a great Yankee. And also, I think he was a Dodger as well at the end. And maybe there's one other team.
And part of the Max Scherzer original trade, too, I believe.
The Tigers-Max Scherzer trade?
I believe Scherzer ended up with Arizona or Detroit. I believe there was something there where there was a three-team deal. Scherzer early in his career was dealt, and Curtis Granderson was part of it. I could be nuts, but I feel like that's true.
Grandy was traded for by the Yankees in the 09 offseason when they were trying the 010, the 2010 offseason when they were trying to repeat after 09. So he came to be next wave to try to repeat, and then they didn't do it.
Basically replaced Johnny Damon. Was this thing. And it never worked out. I loved Granderson, though. You're right, though. One of the good guys.
Yeah, total good guys. So that's all of our podcast stuff. And coming up on Friday, the Bob's Bar Show, it's finally here. Almost kind of amazing that it's finally here. I think in some ways snuck up on me when I was driving into work today, like, wow, it's already mid-June, and wow, it's already Bob's Bar Show. But I've been in the three-week baby bunker.
Well, yeah, and I hate to say this because you never want to punt seasons away, but look, I've been there, not in summer. You kind of almost, you have to almost approach that you're not going to have a real summer, right? You're dealing with a lot of newborn stuff.
It's a tough reality.
It is a tough reality, but you'll have plenty more and all of that. So my guess is probably with just your whole days or have been a whirlwind, lack of sleep, so it's come up. And then ironically, I had the Trash on Trash Tuesday where I feel like Bob's Bar, because it happened in May the last couple of years, kicked off summer. And I've sat here going, now it's mid-June, we still haven't done it. It feels like I'm waiting for it to happen so summer could really get going here.
Yeah, on the one hand, it's like, wow, we're already into summer. On the other hand, it hasn't really felt like summer yet. So
karmically, that's on us, though, I think.
That we need to get this thing done to get summer ushered in.
Yeah, the North is waiting for the Bob's Bar Show so people can actually say it's summer.
What's your biggest anxiety point?
Honestly, I think it's the amount of people. On a very personal level, I don't care. I think the more the merrier. But I've tried to do a very good job of fanning the flames to my parents and lowering the amount of people that I think are probably the reality that have come in. Because, boy, I've gotten quite a few emails, both directly to me and kicked over to you. And I think I've basically lied to my parents and told them, yeah, 10 to 12. And I think we're looking at more in the 25-30 range of actual listeners. And then that doesn't count the locals and everybody else that's going to come through. So I believe my anxiety point is that there are going to be way more people than my parents are expecting. And they will be fine in the moment, but I'm certainly going to afterwards get the, you know, you didn't tell us there was going to be that many. And every time you mention it on the air, look how many more emails I'm getting. I am just waiting for that text to come from my mother. So I would just say liaison stress of the show between my family, who's not excited for it, but it's still, you know, there's a lot of strangers in the house.
I'm going to give you a pat on the back. This is where you do your most work for the year, because you have to organize the guest list, the site check, the equipment, the food, the entertainment. There is a lot for you.
This week has been a lot. And full disclosure, she's fine today. I had the virus thing in my house last week where I was out a couple days. Out of nowhere, Sunday night, my wife had like a fever peak, and she was out sick of work the last 2 days. So it has been only me with the kids for 2 days on top of work. And thankfully, she's back to normal today, but like, yeah, I'm trying to handle all this. I just have not. I've slept 4 hours each of the last two nights. In the nicest way possible, I need the Bob's Bar Show over with. I need life to get back to normal.
So your biggest anxiety is number of people potentially.
I think so, yeah.
What's your biggest excitement?
Oh, I think just what unexpected chaos will ensue. Because I think that's the beauty of the show. We will have Billy Giacalone and Carlos with a K back at the studio, and they've asked a lot of questions, and they're going to run, I think, a good show for everybody who can't make it to hear and obviously watch. And I've stressed to them, whatever we send in a rundown, be prepared to rip it up. Don't just sit. I actually had to tell them, don't sit there and basically be typing away in your phones, because things are going to change in a fly. We're going to need things. And I think something unexpectedly memorable will happen, just like the Shep Schwartz fight last year. It may not be a fight, but we're going to walk away going, oh my God, can you believe that?
I am most excited for the bevy of events. We have Zach parking cars. We have Badlands slapping you with a kielbasa belching in your face. We got you getting kicked into the pool. We have Foxy with the bagpipes. We have a potential field day event with Schwartz. We have another ancillary character weighing in, doing something for us. We don't really know what our music is yet after the show, but we will have some music at 10 a.m.
Regardless, we have DJ-style speakers. We're going to be fine.
We've got Bob doing the Booker sandwiches on the grill for everybody. I mean, it's a nonstop cavalcade of excitement.
Yeah, it will be. There will not be any lulls or any dull moments. I think the only question would be, if somebody listens to that show for the first time looking for whatever sports take happen, they're going to be disappointed, I think. And I will say...
Yeah, no sports on Friday.
Did we dodge one with the Nuggets winning this series in five games? Because game six would have been Thursday night.
Oh, wow.
Could you imagine crowning an NBA champion Thursday night, and there we are having Boyle's pecs getting oiled up?
Well, Bob's one was the morning after a big Celtics game. I remember the cold open was Celtics.
It was Celtics last year because it was game one NBA Finals.
So did we do Celtics 2 years
in a row? It might have been. I mean, the Celtics have been in the mix. It could have been.
Well, maybe it was last year. Oh, yeah. Okay, you're right, because the Celtics won game
one. Yes, that was the big one last year. I don't remember.
They won in Golden State game one, and we had with the cold open about it.
Actually, I think year one, whatever we had planned for the cold open got scrapped because you were basically running in the open hit because you got lost on a road that didn't exist.
Right.
The first year was real bare bones. Remember, Bogus wasn't there. Pete wasn't there. It was just you and I, and it was like a welcome out of the pandemic. We're allowed to everybody see each other again.
Right.
And it was only really the locals that, you know, there was 15 people staring at me and you doing a show. So it was a much different time 2 years ago.
You're right. Last year, did we have the Eagle, the West Babylon Eagle?
Yes. That we kept throwing the shirts that Schwartz kept catching.
Year one, we didn't, though.
No. Year one was more, was the coach, was Langella. It was... You know, the Bayou Bear doing Barkley, Upside Down Mike, Foxy with the bagpipe. It was a variety show, but nothing out of the West Babylon circle. It was like a West Babylon-centric show.
Right. Now, year one, Bayou Bear showed up at 5:45 in the morning. He had a case of White Claws.
Yeah.
And began smashing White Claws starting at 6 a.m. right through.
Yes. And not only right through, it was until 5 p.m. that night when we did the cold water, the clam chowder thing.
That was at 5 o'clock?
We waited to do, and we went live on Twitch at 5 o'clock. It was a full day thing, and then what were we thinking? We waited till then to do that. Remember, you went missing.
I had to take a nap.
You had to get the nap in.
Yeah.
That was all year one. It was because we had to wait for Pete and Bogus to get there from the city. It was a whole thing.
Right.
We really streamlined it by year.
Ice cream guy came.
Yes.
Ice cream mafia wars. But then last year, Bayou Bear kind of took his foot off the gas, from what I remember.
Yes. Remember, he had a month-old baby, similar timeline to you guys. And I think, as you probably can relate now, lack of sleep, all of that, and knew that he had responsibilities at home. So I have to recheck in with him. The baby's now a year old. Little Bo is doing well, so maybe he can turn it back up a notch. But ironically, you and Pete could probably see where Bayou Bear was at a year ago and maybe understand a little more why it was harder to go on a full-day bender.
Yes. Yeah, he got his last licks in that year number one.
Yes.
Well, the people coming in from far and wide is really something. And I don't know where they're all staying. I mean, of course, there's hotels on Long Island, but...
I can confirm some of them that I've dealt with, all are staying, or many are staying at the same hotel and don't know it.
Hmm.
So I wonder what the line of Ubers is going to look like at 5:25 a.m. on Thursday morning.
You go to Bob's. Which hotel is it?
It's one of the ones by Republic Airport. It might be the Renaissance or something. I don't want to reveal who is staying
there.
Yeah, but
we shouldn't mention the hotel so that if you're staying at that hotel, so you know there's other D-aliens in the hotel.
I can know of at least four that I've been in contact with. They all said I'm staying at X hotel. So I should
get a room rate over there.
100% put up the, but they got to be like, what is going on in the area? So much so that I know the last person to book the hike, the price went up. So they must have seen these rooms flying. Anyway, I do laugh because think about the time to make the show. If like you're waking up and you want to hit the start of the show, who randomly comes out of a hotel at 5:30 in the morning and is waiting for their ride share to the same? It is going to be hysterical seeing that line of cars. Or if any of them rented a car and Zach's got to park it, it's just very funny.
I'm really happy that you sent out the bat signal today. Hey, don't wait to drink. You don't have to be proper or polite at 6 a.m. or even before tailgate or whatever. Crack open your first beer or White Claw at 6 a.m. and just have a good time. You don't have to wait till the show is over.
Right. We had that last year, remember, because the first year was anything goes. The Bayou Bear was downing them early. But last year was like people, I don't know, people were either trying to be polite or they felt like they were going to be judged for drinking. No, that's the point. This is your one exception to ever drink between 6 and 10 a.m. is to come. You're coming to the show. Have a good time for those 4 hours. And then whatever transpires after.
How many eggs do we need to have on site?
I can't believe you're bringing this up on the PGP. This was going to be a major question I was going to ask you following the PGP. I am, my anticipation is to go to a Costco today where they sell them by the 24. It seems to be on a cheaper rate than some of the egg things. But I don't know, man. Like, I was thinking, do I get, like, 3 of those? Do I get 4 of those? Because you figure...
Because it's 24 per box.
So that's 48 eggs to get... If I got 2 slates, I feel like you need more than 48. There might be at least 40. It's not going to be... People have more than one egg if they're making egg sandwiches or whatever else. You go 64 eggs?
It's up to Bob, I guess. We got to think about this. And Bob's going to make the booker. He knows how to make the booker.
I have to re-listen to exactly what the booker... By the way, DA show quotes, where were you on this? I waited around 3 hours more in the show. He's going to put out what the booker is. Now I got to do more homework?
You told DA show quotes he should go back and...
No. But he quotes everything in polls. And anytime you have a question like this, what did this person say? He is on it or she is on it. Whoever that is on it. We asked what's on the booker. I'm sitting tweeting out Carlos with a K comments. Get me what's on the booker. You're the transcribe of the show unofficially.
Carlos with a K has to go through initiation. Year number one, Bob's won. Pete was on the board. He had to come after the show. Year number two, Boyle was on the board. Now Boyle gets green-lighted to this year. Doesn't have to work and come to Bob's Bar. Carlos wants to be at Bob's Bar badly.
Yeah.
He's fever pitch trying to get here.
He keeps dropping subtle hints. I'm semi-worried he's going to call out Sick Friday and show up. There was talk today. This word was actually uttered from Carlos. He goes, I know this probably isn't likely, but do you think because Pete's been out this week, he'd feel more obligated to come in here Friday? Like, you got the wrong Pete, pal.
And is Carlos's job done at 10 on Friday, or does he have a full shift to work?
10:30. I mean, he doesn't have much more to do other than I've encouraged him, you need to get this podcast up as fast as possible because clearly it's going to be one of our most downloaded for anybody who listens to our show after the fact. So by 10, like conceivably, if he got right in the car, left after podcasting, could he make sure knowing my time he's there by a little before noon? Sure. But then you hate to make a guy rush around and then, is anything worse than everybody's drunk 6 hours into a party and you show up and you try to catch up?
Well, not if everybody is going to be there until 3, 4, or 5.
Yeah, that's true. But I don't know. I always hate that feeling. I'm like, wow, I really got to catch up here. People are like 3 hours ahead on the buzz meter.
Remember last year, or was it year number one, when Danielle asked who was the weird guy with the camera?
Oh, that was last year. Because Cap wasn't there year one.
He wasn't?
No, we ran it like we would from Zoom from my computer.
Oh, right.
It was so bare bones getting back to year one. But yeah, year two, it was 2 days later. She was like, it was just that guy who, you know, he had the long beard. I think, and this is poor timing, I think she referenced him looking like the Unabomber with the two backpacks. I said, that was Kaplan. You've met him before.
What was her quote?
Who's the weird guy look like the Unabomber walking around? Because that was the only, that was the only listener that weirded me out. He kept filming you guys the whole time.
That's Cap filming the show.
Yes. He just kept holding a camera up, staring at you guys. Oh, my God.
Well, year one, Bob's one, was before we were back in studio together. We didn't come back until August of 21. That was late May, early June of 21.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that's why it was really bare bones.
Yeah, and I remember actually, if DA show historians will tell you this, the day before that show, I actually did the show solo by myself outside with just my mom getting me drinks at Bob's Bar to make sure we could technically even do it. Remember, we didn't have engineers.
No.
It was all running. I wanted to test all the equipment. We didn't know how it would sound outside. I actually sat out there the day before and did that show from the bar by myself. That's how this whole thing started.
Imagine we had those tapes.
I know. They do exist somewhere, I'm sure.
Do they? Was it rolled on?
No, I mean, the show, yeah. What do you mean?
You hosted the whole
show? Like, whenever you tossed to me on the air, I produced the show, but sat with my microphone on. Remember, we were all from home.
Oh, I see.
So instead of doing the show from home that morning,
I took
all the equipment and what we were going to use, and I did it from the bar by myself just to make sure the next day we actually literally could do it.
Wow. Humble beginnings.
Yeah.
Humble beginnings.
We learned real quickly how easy it was to connect and hook up a show on our own.
Yeah, and how the engineers are kind of stealing money.
Yeah. I don't want to say that. They did give us fancier equipment, but still.
Oh, yeah? We got good equipment this year?
Really good equipment.
Really
good equipment. Yeah. So I'm excited about it. So I actually have to do a site check on that later today. Today's a big day. Wednesday's a big day.
Wednesday's the day.
It's egg buying day. Bob, very concerned about the room in the fridge, wants me to get all my stuff in first so he knows what he has. I'll meet with a guy from an iced tea company later. He's giving me some signage and some stuff ahead of that. We got a lot going on today. What does the set to look nice? The set's going to look nice.
It's going to be great. We got to like change the boards at the hockey arena.
Yes,
we're going to make sure the new advertisements are in.
Exactly. And I can tell you, too, I've had now 3 different phone calls with Katie Linendoll over the last 6 days. She's in for an epic display. And perfect ahead of Father's Day, too. She's going to have some great gift ideas there.
Wow.
And there might even be a few gifts on site.
Oh!
So, a lot to be excited for. Yes.
This is going to be awesome. People get to meet Katie. That's kind of a big deal.
Huge. Think about this. Katie Linendoll lives up in Boston, travels the world, Nashville doing country singing. She cleared out her calendar to make sure she was on Long Island with a hotel book for 2 nights to be at this show. Not just for us, but to meet the listeners, too, because she loves that they've tweeted at her a ton and everything like that.
This is awesome. Well, for the record, if you want the address to Bob's Bar, you still have to contact Mraz directly.
Yeah,
he is the gatekeeper.
And I'm giving, I think, good notes. I'm telling everybody, still be prepared with a poncho or umbrella. We'll see if Gelb can sell them for $5 on the corner. You never know. Right now, the forecast looks good. You never know. And if possible, I know everybody's going to be very urgent to make sure they are there on time. It is not going to be a traffic jam situation. This is not going to the Met Gala. Try to get there 5:45-ish. The more you're camped out at 5, the more Nancy's going to get fidgety that people are up and she's got neighbors sleeping. So we're trying to have this thing go off at a hitch. 5:45 is a nice arrival time.
You think that neighbors could be awoken because people are parked outside?
Yeah, well, if they start gathering, you're moist pork, you're this. And we're having full-fledged 5:15 a.m. loud conversation with people with their windows open on a 65-degree evening. Yes, we could get a little calls. Well, let's not try to have the cops called before the show starts.
I'm just so excited. I'm so excited. This is beyond our wildest dreams.
Yeah.
We have the Booker sandwiches being made.
Oh, and my mother, I can say this because my dad's not going to listen, has ordered my father a special hat and shirt for the event.
Wow.
I don't know what that means, but she told me that we're going to get a kick out of it. So he is being dressed by my mother for the event. I don't know if that's going to be a letdown tease, but that's what I've been told.
It's going to be awesome. Oh, my God. It's going to be awesome. Bob's Bar, Friday morning, 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. Eastern Time in West Babylon, New York. If you can't be there live, obviously watch the proceedings on Twitch, YouTube, and at watchda.com, or listen as you normally do. But if you can make it, I highly encourage it to do so. That's Side A. Here comes Side B.
All right, welcome in. Howdy, doody, doody, do, do, do. To Side B of the PGP. It's Bob's Bar Week 2023 on the dot. And joining me, my colleague, my liaison, my go-to guy, the salt and pepper hair shaker man, Andrew Bogish. Bogish, what's up, man?
Aren't you sweet? Happy Bob's Bar Week to you, too.
Happy Bob's Bar Week. So, feelings, excitement, nervousness, whatever happens, happens. Where are you at right now?
Well, this whole thing snuck up on me. I mean, I know you guys have been...
You just said this.
Well, I mean, I didn't have a baby. So, but, like, we got to this Monday after a lot of weeks of me listening to you guys plan and not having to plan anything myself. And all of a sudden, it was Monday. I'm like, holy crap, like, this Friday is the show. Like, yeah. This week... I gotta plan. I gotta get shopping. I gotta get things lined up. I gotta figure out who's coming. This is Friday.
Yeah, me and DA just went over a little shopping list. I got a big Costco situation for me a little bit later on after this taping. Some of the moving parts. We're not gonna reveal everything because we want some stuff to be surprises. But
yeah.
I sent an email, an internal email to everybody involved in the Bob's Bar Show, from you to Pete to DA to some of the people back at the shop, and you've, I'm assuming, looked over some of the list of events. Are you feeling a little let down, or you think, wow, this is going to be a doozy here? Is there something on there that you think this, I'm most looking forward to this?
Yeah. I don't remember anymore how much we've given on the air and off the air. So there's, I'm not going to give any specifics, but there is one particular performance, let me say, that I'm looking forward to.
I would say anything involving Peter Schwartz has not been revealed on the air, if that's what you're thinking.
It's actually not.
Okay. Anything involving somebody's name we're not going to reveal has not been revealed on the show yet.
Yes.
Okay. I'm with you. I think each of those things you're talking about, and those are major teases.
Yeah.
Are probably the two things I'm most looking forward to.
I think those have the potential to be all-time moments. Now, on the flip side...
Which, by the way, neither involved me getting slapped in the face with a kielbasa.
Which is my next thought.
Right.
I still don't understand why we're doing that, other than DA wants to see you get hit by a piece of tubular meat.
Well, remember, this all stems from Pete the Body not being able to agree to a punishment, including standing inside a Citi Field bathroom for 9 innings, telling people where to go, which I think still would have been the best. Could you imagine last night's Subway Series if that was the night we had that Pete with a bad eye, by the way, in the bathroom, telling people, asking people to go in one or two? I mean, that would have been all time. But as a result, we get me losing the bet, not even Pete, and right. I got to get slapped in the face, belched in, thrown in the pool.
Okay, but here's the thing. Like, it started with, like, you... like kind of a general dunk tank idea.
Yeah.
But then you tacked on, and it's really not punishment because you want it, was please have Badlands burp in my face.
Why not?
And then DA was just like, how about we hit you with meat? Like, I don't...
It with came out of... in my mouth.
Right.
So, right, you guys have just listened to Side A of the PGP if you're tuning in here. I'm assuming you didn't fast forward to Side B. If you did, me and Bogus are happy to have you.
Yeah.
Right? We were making our shopping list of things we need, a lot of which are breakfast foods, right? And I'm sure, and we're encouraging everybody, bring your own alcohol. It is not a bar with a tap where suddenly you're paying $5 a beer, please.
Mm-hmm.
This, that, and the other. But it dawned on us, oh, we need a pack of hot dogs, too, because I also need, what, 3 hot dogs in my mouth as I get slapped with the kielbasa?
Yeah, there's a little, like, weird Skinamax angle to this whole thing that D's got a fetish for meat across men's face. I don't know.
And I also had to have a conversation with Cap, who's going to obviously shoot this thing. So we're a radio show first and foremost, but let's be honest, a lot of people are going to want to watch this on watchda.com, Twitch. YouTube is going to be huge this day. We're anticipating some of our biggest numbers to date.
I would hope so.
And I asked Cap about, you know, camera equipment, and he's going like straight webcam footage for this. He thinks it'll be easier to mobilize.
Okay.
And he asked me, and I quote, he goes, where we're doing the events that aren't on the radio, are we doing that same pit area in which Connor Green got the pizza made on? I'm like, the backyard? Like, we don't have an arena pit.
The pit area. Like, in the Coliseum.
Like, but somebody like Cap, who's only been to my parents' backyard for this, it's
right.
Like, he thinks it's like the MGM Grand.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, and that's... It was a pit of, like, despair for poor Connor last year. But, yeah, that's got to be... It's the closest thing to the set, so it's got to be in the pit area.
I guess so. So we're going to have that going on. I mean, it's just going to be chaos. Do you think Zach successfully parks all the cars?
I'm kind of hopeful for something that you mentioned on the air Wednesday, that there's actually so many people driving there that Zach is overwhelmed by cars.
So we haven't talked about this part yet, nor did I talk about it with DA, but... It's kind of funny because I anticipate, based on listeners I've exchanged emails with that have gotten hotels for the event, that while there might be a couple that do drive to the event that just want to be in their own car and drive and maybe won't get, you know, banged up like some people will alcohol-wise,
yeah,
there are quite a few that are going to get to their hotels Thursday night or whatever and ride share over to this event, in which case Zach will not be parking those cars for being dropped. But what that means is there's a lot of locals. That will be driving over in the morning, or like family, friends and stuff that are like excited to see the show there, that some of which probably have no idea that Zach Gallen's going to be part of the court, which means that there will actually be people that show up, see Zach dressed as Matt Rhule, and he's going to have to ask them for their keys, and they're not going to know what the hell is going on. Which might be fun. Like, I almost wish there was a camera guy on that.
Right, not understanding why this is happening to them.
Is that a shame? Like, that's going to be, so much of that's going to be happening outside the fence, that Cap filming the show, you almost need somebody rogue with a cell phone shooting some of this.
Well, I mean, if we're being honest, like, there are, I have gaps in my day. Like, I'm only doing short updates. There are I can be the guy out there. I mean, like, you know, the secondary. We talk about a music festival. That can be the out, you know, the second stage.
Yeah, Boyle, I guess, other than being oiled, can help out too.
Right.
I mean, other than standing there with a headphone on, just pointing fingers in the air, we have no idea what. I don't know what Pete's going to be doing.
Yeah.
So,
but you can't ask me to do anything.
No, you can't.
He's already doing enough, and all other jobs are below him.
Including getting the equipment, which I had to get. Yeah, no, of course. Of course. But either way, I mean, just unbelievable excitement. And with that, you know, I know that Bob's Bar is on top of everybody's mind. I do have to say, Bogues, that's it for Canadian Bacon 2023.
I know.
It came to an end with a 4.75 oinker. One I was happy with, and again, I stayed
Could have been a 5.
I didn't complain about my grade, nor will I. I got to stay strut. That was a theme of mine with Canadian Bacon this year. What a wild ride for 2 months. Early on, it felt like Canadian Bacon might have been broken. There were talks of how do we fix this.
Right.
And in the end, we ride it out. We end up, because of paternity, having Boyle potentially overexposed to the point he started to finally choke and show cracks, having to do it too much. And then I come back after not doing it for 3 weeks for 2 in a row that I felt sent me into the offseason on a good note with the fans.
I thought you finished strong. There was a way to get you to 5 winks on the Wednesday show, just shy of it, but that's good. It's if we had sent you into the offseason on a 5, you might have relaxed. Might have, but now, 2-a-days. You're going to work hard. That's your question. Motivation. When's next April? Get me to next spring. I need game 1, round 1. I need that 5 winks again.
I need that 5 oinks. Hey,
you do.
King of the oinks. Do you think because of Canadian Bacon, Pat Boyle will be the most non-core member of the DA show wanting to be talked to by fans and listeners?
I think so, too. I think between Canadian Bacon, he's young, he's the personality, the yelling. He's made a nice little brand for himself. I think he's going to be very popular. The only thing that works against him is it's going to be 98% dudes.
Yeah.
Like, if there were ladies there, he'd have even more attention.
I can confirm there will be female listeners there. Listeners.
Okay.
Not just one.
All right.
So
I mean, 96% dudes?
Sure. Potentially.
Okay.
Potentially. We'll see. Will Pat Boyle stay moist? Will moist pork stay dry? All questions to be asked at the Bob's Bar Show.
Has Katie Linendahl ever met Pat Boyle?
I don't know. Maybe not.
Interesting.
Why is that interesting?
I don't know.
What, you think something could be there?
A little dating game?
With Pat Boyle and Katie Linendahl?
I don't know. Pat's a good-looking guy. Katie's good-looking, successful.
I'm going to tell you right now.
She's got no time for a relationship, though.
No,
she's way too
and
busy.
And no time for Boyle's bleep boy attitude.
But maybe that's what she needs, though. We can't speak for her.
Maybe you know. Maybe she has a relationship. We don't
know. That's true, too. I feel like we would have known off the air if she did.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe Badlands will eat Boyle. We'll see. I think I'm watching too much Yellow Jackets.
I think so, too.
All right. Where can we get you on Twitter?
Wherever. At Andrew Bogus.
You can get me at Carlos with a K _. Have a great week, everyone.